Walter to the Red Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Lines have been busy all day, but you can get in right now if you know what you want to talk about. What we're going to talk about is some of the greatest players in NFL history and try and look at the top. I mean, if you accept it as a given now that Brady is the greatest NFL player in history, and I think you'd be hard pressed to even argue anybody else at this point. I mean, we're way beyond quarterback, as I said. But before we get to any of that, let me tell you about Westminster Vision. Doctor of Optometry Paul Coppola, founded 1996, vision correction, contacts lens dispensing, everything is guaranteed. Dr. Coppola, give your money back if it doesn't work for you. You know, listen, when you're in the presence of genius, you know it. I don't care what the profession is. And trust me, when you go see Dr. Coppola, you're going to understand the difference in personalized eye care where they care about you, where the priority is you, as opposed to this sort of big box store approach to eye care where they're using corporate dictates to push particular products on you. That is no way to get specialized eye care. It is not. Don't do it. Go see Dr. Coppola, Westminster Vision. Listen, man, they even make the lens themselves in-house. They're quicker. They can reuse their existing frames. This is what I mean by genius. Everything gets explained until you get it. Third location in Pendleton, right across from the QT. Personable staff. You deal directly with Dr. Coppola. Three locations. The other two original locations, 111 Retreat Street in Westminster and 1390 Tiger Boulevard in Clemson. The Clemson number is 864-654-4141, 654-4141. The Westminster number, 864-647-5076, 864-647-5076. Clemson data, I'll get to you in a couple minutes. Before I do that, when I think about the greatest players to ever play in the NFL, here's what I'm down to. Because I started doing this last night and thinking about it. And, you know, it's very easy to leave somebody out. But here's where I am. I am to the point where I just think it's a given Brady is now the greatest NFL player in history. I think the question is, who's second? For me, second is still a given. Second is still Jim Brown.
I was going to put him on the list.
Yeah, it took me all this time to finally move Jim Brown out of first, but that's where I am. Here are some of the other names that I think you would have to consider for, like, top 10 status all time. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to draft the top 10. But when I consider the greatest names that have played, Once you go beyond Jim Brown, I have these guys. These are no particular order. Don Hutson, who was the holder of all the receiving records before Jerry Rice, still holds most of them, played both ways, was an all-pro both ways. Do you know that in 1942, people were barely even throwing the ball. In 1942, Don Hutson had 74 catches, shortened NFL season, 74 catches for 1,211 yards and 17 TDs at a time that wasn't happening. I mean, Don Hutson still holds NFL records today. At the time that he retired, he had 18 or 19 NFL records. And the last one of those, I guess 19, was for the most NFL records. That's how great Don Hutson was. I mean, Don Hutson was Jerry Rice before there was Jerry Rice. But in looking at the greatest players of all time, this would be my list of names to debate. Again, to choose 10. I could have gone on with this list for a million years, but I'm just interested in 10 right now. So I have Don Hutson, again, past Brady and Jim Brown, Jerry Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dick Butkus, Otto Graham, Joe Montana, Johnny Unitas, Ronnie Lott, John Hanna, greatest offensive lineman who ever lived, Reggie White, Walter Payton, Joe Green, Anthony Munoz, Bob Lilly, Jack Ham, Sammy Baugh, Barry Sanders, Deacon Jones, Merlin Olsen, both members of the fearsome foursome of the Rams. That'd be my list of guys that are worthy of top 10 status. In my opinion, again, I may have left somebody out inadvertently, but I think that you will find the top 10 players ever lived within that group of players. I don't think I've missed anybody. I think the top 10 players who ever played are all within that list of players. Now, how you want to rank them specifically, the order, and which of those, what did I give you, like 25 names? Which of those 25 get left off when they're all potentially in that category? Tough. Very tough. I'm going Tom Brady 1. I'm going Jim Brown 2. So now I need 3. I need number 3.
Otto Graham.
Ah, he's a candidate. Yes, he's a...
Merlin Olsen.
You know, Merlin Olsen used to do the florist commercials.
Yeah.
You knew that?
He was on Little House on the Prairie also,
yeah.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was. And yeah. he used to do the florist commercials. Let me tell you something.
But he was mean.
Yeah, well, no, he was a nice guy. Merlin Olsen was a nice guy. But you know when you don't... You know this. When you're tough enough to do florist commercials... You know you're actually a tough guy.
Oh yeah.
Like there are two NFL players now.
Not insecure.
Right, there are two NFL players now who run a cupcake. Brian Zubek.
Is that true?
I think
because
so.
Because I thought it was a joke. I
don't
saw
think
the commercial
so.
Where
no,
they're making cupcakes.
No, I believe it's real.
Oh, because they all go off and it looks like it's a stage or something.
No, I think it's real. I don't think they would say that otherwise.
It's not like Cream Puff Store.
No, it is a Cream Puff Store. Oh, it's,
no,
a, cup,
it's a cupcake.
Is it cupcake
the football
or cream
players,
puff?
They say
oh,
yeah, it's a cupcake
okay,
store.
Okay.
That's what I'm asking you because
okay,
when
yeah,
you see
yeah.
the commercial.
Cupcake store, that's right.
It looks like when they leave
no, that's
that
right.
it's just a wall.
No, Brian Zubek runs the Cream Puff
yeah,
Shop.
He's the ex-boy.
Yeah,
Duke player.
Very appropriate.
The cream puff Shop. Yeah.
But apparently he was doing well. That's like a hack
and
big shit.
Money in cream puffs.
That's right. Hey man, cream puffs are good stuff, you know, and apparently they have like a lot of flavors. Clemson Dad and Robert in Georgia. Clemson Dad,
how are you, Walt?
Good,
thanks for letting me in. Hard for me to say as a Steelers fan, but I'm on board with you being Brady being the number one NFL player of all time. I mean, I would have thought it was Jim Brown, too, and I agree with you on 1 and 2, and I'll have to think about number 3. I'll call you back later in the week and let you know number 3.
Yeah.
I guess you could switch around any way you want, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, all the players on this list are great players, and they're all worthy of that type of consideration. I mean, it's really tough choice. Like, personally, I think it's an extremely tough choice between Don Hutson and Jerry Rice. And I, from a historical standpoint, would favor Don Hutson because Hutson did everything that Rice did a million years before he did it in an era that it wasn't
the hard work
that it wasn't being done.
Workout and all
yeah,
that stuff.
All of it.
Okay. I'm not very knowledgeable about Don Hutson, but I knew Jerry Rice was a freak about that.
Yeah, by the way, Taj just wrote me, he said, yeah, it's Mike Griffin cupcakes. Yeah, that's right.
It is real.
Yeah, it was Mike Griffin, and who was the other player? I can't remember.
I don't remember. I have to see it again. But I thought...
No, it's real.
I thought when they walked off the stage, it looked like it was a setup, and it wasn't real.
No, real. Yeah, no, absolutely real.
But anyway, back to Brady real quick. I mean, even he doesn't need kudos, but... Where he came from, sixth round pick,
yep.
You know, and what he's done, his accomplishments, but anyway, I'll let that go. I heard you talking earlier about your take on the instant replay. We talked yesterday, I think, and we both agreed that we could do without it. But I like your idea. I hadn't really thought about that. We agreed yesterday that it's not going to be done away with.
Right. So given that fix it. And so I've offered them a really simple fix that will make all their problems go away. And if you missed it earlier, it's just this simple. All right. I acknowledge that instant replay is not going away. I do not want what the NFL is going to do, what they're talking about doing. I heard McKay talk, a competition committee talk about the fact that, well, they're going to consider looking at pass interference. You can't start singling out individual penalties based on a knee-jerk reaction to one circumstance. So here's the solution.
Right.
You take it all away from the league. The league doesn't review anything. The league doesn't stop anything. The league doesn't review it. Each team gets 3 reviews. In those 3 reviews, you can review anything you want, any penalty, any element of the game. But once you burn through those 3 reviews, it's over. And the
so
pressure.
You're doing away with the challenge flag.
No. No, well, you know, well, in a way.
So would you have 3 challenge flags?
Yes. You'd have three challenge flags, and you can use them at any point in the game to challenge any element of the game. You can challenge any penalty. But once they're done, they're done. And so there will be no pressure on the league because it's all the onus will be put on the teams and on the coaches. Their ability upstairs.
But who reviews it if you challenge it? The league would still have to review it, right?
Right. The league would review it. But
go back to New York.
Right. But the point being that the league wouldn't initiate any stoppages on their own. It's going to be all coaching and team initiated. So if you don't see it, that's on you. If you burn through your challenges, that's on you. And no one's ever going to be able to blame the league again. The league, this will free the league up from all this hypercriticism and all this other stuff. They should jump for joy at this suggestion because you put all the onus on the teams themselves. And again, you challenge every element. So you can challenge any penalty. Thanks.
I like it.
Well, let's hope they do it.
Yeah, let's hope they change something. All right, bud. I had something else, but I know you're tight. I'll call you back later in the week.
Thank you, Clemson Dad. Appreciate it. We get to Robert in Georgia and Crazy Chuck. Robert, how are you?
Hey, thanks, Walt. I'm doing great.
Thanks for getting in, Robert.
I love your recommendation for the replay, but I tell you, I'll buy you a whole day at Urban Nirvana if it ever happens because it just makes too much sense. Just makes too much sense. It's too logical.
No, and Robert, the real problem is I've already heard them. They're already saying, well, you know, we're going to consider adding a pass interference element to it. You cannot do that. That's exactly the wrong thing to do. That is not thinking about a long-term solution. That is a knee-jerk response to an incident that occurred this past weekend. If you want to fix it, then be inclusive. Allow the team to decide, and they can challenge anything they want. So if they want to spend one of theirs and challenge a holding penalty or an offsides or a face mask, let them do it.
You know, I don't know if you saw it or not. I didn't put my name to it, but I sent a text early in your show. You know, a perfect example, if they're going to replay or look at every or replay every pass attempt, you know, what's it going to be? It's going to be, you know, the ref's going to come back after reviewing and say, okay, there was 4 push-offs by the offensive player and 4 holdings by the defensive player. So it's a wash, replay the play.
Right. And that's,
is that what it's going to come to?
Right. And that's why you have to leave it up to the teams. You know, again, the league steps out of it. All the onus on the teams to find the mistakes, first of all, somebody in their organization to be able to see it. And if they don't see it, tough. Then the game goes on without a stoppage. You know, and if they do see it, then they get to decide how and when they want to spend them and whether they'll have any left at the end. And it should take away all these headaches.
Absolutely. On to the conversation about Tom Brady and greatest player in football and greatest player ever in team sports. I am a huge fan of what New England has done. I'm a Carolina Panthers fan, but I'm a huge fan of what New England has done. I mean, in this day and age, you cannot say a bad thing about what they have done. Couple of questions. And this is coming from someone, and tell me if you agree, playing quarterback in the NFL is the hardest position in sports. Do you agree?
I guess so. I mean, I hadn't really thought about that specific question, but I guess you would probably have to say yes.
Okay. Your top 10 list, would you agree that the majority of players on that list are better known for their individual achievements, accomplishments, than their team accomplishments?
I wouldn't necessarily say that, no, because most of these guys, with rare exception, were champions. Now, the exceptions are the Dick Butkuses of the world who played with just a crappy franchise, at least a crappy time in the Bears franchise history. But Otto Graham was, like a 7-time champion, and Lawrence Taylor was a champion and defensive MVP in 1986. And Hutson led the Green Bay Packers to, I think, 4 titles, and Rice, the same with San Francisco, and Montana winner, Unitas, Ronnie Lott. The other guy that might fall in the non-winner category was John Hanna, who also played for a bad team. But most of these guys were both about individual and team honors.
Okay. And that's fair. And I agree. I didn't know about the 7 championships by Otto, but with Tom Brady, and again, I need you to educate me here. I know the records for, playoffs, Super Bowls, things of that nature, but as far as the individual statistics, where does he stand, passing yards, completions, touchdown passes, stuff of those natures? Because to me, that kind of plays into it, because to me, football is the greatest of team sports.
Yeah.
If you don't have 10 other people doing their jobs, you're, as a quarterback, you're never going to have any success. And I'm not trying to take away, and I'm not trying to argue with, your point about Brady. By any means, I'm just trying to dig a little deeper into it.
He holds all the playoff records, first of all, and the regular season marks, he's in the top 5 in all of them. So, and we'll probably have them all before all is said and done. So, it may be that he has every single record ever known to quarterback play when all is said and done, except perhaps yards that Drew Brees may hold. Robert, I apologize. I have to go. We're at the end.
Not a problem.
Thank you. Chuck, I'm not going to get to you today. I apologize. Call me back tomorrow and I'll put you right up. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than Travelers Rest. There are never any dealer fees or service fees in Travelers Rest. That's George Coleman Ford. It's a fact. It's been a fact for 90 years. Go check them out on a weekly basis. The deals that they offer are just absolute insanity. I don't know how they do it. I just did a canned ad a little bit ago for an F-150 that was a 4x4 that was regularly priced at like $51,000 that was reduced by like $14,000. That's America's most popular vehicle. You're not getting that anywhere else. There are never any dealer fees or service fees at George Coleman Ford. There's something else you're not getting anywhere else. And here's another thing you aren't getting anywhere else. They know your name. They know who you are. When you bring your vehicle in to be serviced, they know whether you want your coffee black or whether you want popcorn. This is George Coleman Ford. For 90 years, they've been treating people the right way, and they'll still be there another 90 years from now doing the same thing. All right, we are headed to Clemson basketball, Clemson, Florida State, big game for both sides. I expect a buzzer game. I think it's a game that Clemson can win. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Did you you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench? A trailer? Van life? Work truck? Motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
Sunday dinner specials for just $7.99 with 9 entrees to choose from and 20 side items. Plus the best fried chicken ever to cross your lips. The Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Call us at 226-3242.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah. That's when you turn to Office Depot Office.